And we are back here at Marion County Fair 2023 edition, 173rd edition, joined by Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan here. Matt, hit us with the sponsorship announcement.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Now, Pastor Craig, we're going to be here today until 5 o'clock tomorrow. You'll do 4 to 6, and we will do 6 to 8, and you'll be here for our 6 to 8 program. Have you done a show with Mary Ellen?
No. The only time I even was around Mary Ellen, the one time I met her, was at the Christmas party. I haven't really done a show with him.
It'll be fun tomorrow night. It'll be a good 2-hour period. And then on Friday night, we wrap up our broadcast from the fair. That will be 6 to 10, and you'll want to be tuned in for that. Pastor Craig will be here, Matt will be here, Sean will be here, I'll be here. And who knows who will pull in during that particular broadcast. There's some ideas of people we might bring over during that broadcast, but we'll see how it goes on Friday night. Friday night's a big night at the fair.
It's a big night, and it should be a good time.
Now, what were we going to say then?
It should be interesting.
Should be interesting. Now, do you want to go get our guest here? Because we need to get Mr. Briley on here. Thank you. And we're going to have Briley join us momentarily here. Can he walk away from his booth? Just got to have somebody watch it. Okay, he's making a sale. We'll get him here in a second. Yeah. Okay. This is what we have to do. Vendors have to make the sales here. That's understandable. He'll be over here momentarily.
Yep.
We're going to have Briley here. Now, Matt, tell people how you came in contact with Briley.
I was walking past his stand, and he had some very nice-looking artwork with football teams on it, and I like football, so I asked him if he had any with the Green Bay Packers logos on it, and he said he did not, but he could custom make me one, and it would take 2 or 3 days and only $20.
There you go. Price to sell.
It'd be nice.
Now, you were taking pictures earlier of the magician. What did you get any video or good pictures that we're going to be able to put up?
No videos.
Now, you were preaching to me earlier on, Scott, why don't you take videos?
Because it's hard for me to time the videos. Like, because every time he'd go, he'd start a magic trick, I'd be like, well, I wasn't up there, so, I can't just, walk around and start performing now.
Well, see, now you know the answer to your question. Why don't we do videos? It's a little difficult. We'll go get one with the Buckeye guy before we leave. That'll be today's video of the day.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, you saw the video yesterday we did with him.
Yeah.
What'd you make of that?
I think Buckeye guy's got all the energy in the world all the time.
Oh, here we do. I think our guest is coming this way. All right, here we go.
How's it going?
Have a seat right over here. All right. We have a guest here today at the Marion County Fair. He's been here all week doing artwork. Now, what's your name?
My name's Briley Beckley.
Briley, now, how did you start doing artwork?
Actually, it was a art project for my freshman high school art class, and then it became a hobby, and now it's my own small business.
Now, how many pieces have you sold?
I've sold nearly 1,000. I think I'm at a little over now. I think it's about 1,050-ish, so give or take.
Now, how did you get this thing rolling? How did you get this business started?
Well, I actually did it for about 5 months without selling them. Quite a few for fun, and then it turned into I needed to make some extra money because I didn't have enough to continue doing it. So, and I was 15, wasn't able to get my license, wasn't able to get a job yet. So, I ended up trying to sell online. It took me 2 months to get my first sale, but then after that, they kind of steamrolled, and the rest is history. So,
now what kind of time and effort do you have to put into doing this?
So it takes a lot of effort to set up it. So I have a drill attachment that I made with my dad. We attached that. But after that, it takes probably about 5-10 minutes to actually make the painting. The technique is more about what takes the time to learn that, because the 5 minutes it takes to make the painting, that really isn't anything. It's more of what works and what doesn't and having consistency with that.
Now, what kind of things can you do?
I can make almost any type of painting you want. I do sizes from all the way down to 3x3 magnets to up to a 4x5 foot canvas. So I also have done ornaments. I'm working on making tissue boxes, coasters. So got a variety of things coming in soon. So.
Now, what is the price range for people?
price range is $5 all the way up to $50 usually. Sometimes it goes a little higher depending on if you want a really big canvas. But my biggest sale was $500. It was a really big custom. It was a hand-painted wolf with a spinner as the background.
Now, what do most people want?
Most people want the $30 one. That's the 11x14. They also like it with a logo, so that's just $5 extra. So usually $35 or $25 is what I usually sell. And it's usually Ohio State, Bengals, Steelers, Cowboys, all that.
Do you think you have to have art in your blood? Is it just something you have to have, or can you learn it?
I've actually been doing art since I was a kid. I used to draw, but I found this, and it just became really fun for me. So I think art's been in my blood. It's also in my mom's blood, so I think it just runs in the family. My grandpa is also an artist, so I would say it's in the blood. You can learn it, though, but it's up to how you want to do it. So.
Now, is this something you'd like to be a lifelong business?
If possible, yes, but right now it doesn't look like it's enough to live off of, so I'd have to have it on the side unless it becomes really big, so not too sure what I'll do in the future.
Now, what is the profit margin on something like this?
The profit margin ranges on what I sell. Right now I actually am in the profit, but for the longest time I was probably in the negative just because I did have to sell. I made probably 700, 500 pieces before I actually sold my first one. So it was all just for fun at first, but then, you know, I've sold 1,000, so obviously I've made some profit. Not exactly know what the numbers are there, though.
Now, we are at the third day here at the Marion County Fair. How have things been?
First day was pretty good. I sold about 20. Second day was also good. Sold 29. Today's been one of the slower days, though. That's just how it is, so I've sold about 8 today.
Now, when people come by, what kind of questions do they have for you?
They usually ask what my price ranges are because I don't have them listed, but no one usually looks at them anyway. It's easier to talk to people, so I can sell them easier. They also ask like if I can do custom work, if I have business cards, and I always answer them and give them the business card if they want.
Now, if people do not make it out here to the Marion County Fair, how can they get in touch with you?
I am on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that. I have my own Etsy shop as well. I'm Masked Double B on all social media platforms. I have around 70 to 80,000 total followers across all social media platforms. I also have about 5 to 6 million total views on those platforms as well. So,
now, what's the furthest away you've sold some?
I've sold to Australia and the UK. I think Australia is geographically farther, so that would be my farthest sale.
Now, what did they want in Australia?
They wanted a 8x10 painting, so I did sell. It was a $20 one, and they actually paid, I think, $40 or $50 in shipping, and they didn't mind that, so that was what they wanted. It was, like, blue and, I think, pink, so.
And in the end, do you get a lot of enjoyment out of this? Is this what you would like to do as a career?
It is something I would like to do. I enjoy making the pieces as well as talking and meeting new people. And selling to people is always a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's just amazing to think that I have over 1,000 paintings in people's homes, something I created, something I touched, something I made, and they bought it from me. So,
well, I have a feeling that grandma's out there listening. Say hello.
Hello, Grandma.
Hey, thank you, Riley. Thanks for coming on. All right, and come see him at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. He's right across from us and does some interesting paintings. Now, here's what we're going to do, because I took it this morning on the air, because apparently I can't get people over here, so I delegated this to Matt now, because as I was interviewing Briley, just to show you how best I can multitask while doing a radio show, I'm interviewing Briley there, and I say, Matt, a girl in a sash has just passed by with a crown on her head. Here we go. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. So I say, Matt, go get her. Explain what happened there, Matt.
I walked over, and I simply said, excuse me, would you like to be on the radio? And she just looked at me and then shook her head no. Didn't even say no, just shook her head no and then proceeded to keep walking. And I was like, all right.
That's a humdinger right there. Pastor Craig, what is it here at the Marion County Fair?
I guess it's just we're rookies at this. We need to get a seasoned individual, someone who's been doing this for more than, you know, a couple of years to try and do this.
There's something to that. I don't know what it is. What did you feel, Matt?
I think next time I'll use more words and be more descriptive, because I said, excuse me, and then she looked at me and I was, would you like to be on the radio? Didn't tell her why or anything like that.
Did you happen to see what kind of queen or whatever she was?
I didn't.
Princess?
No.
We have no idea.
She didn't, like, totally turn around. She just, like, you know, turned her head.
There's a fright involved in this. I tell you, like I said this morning, I might as well be holding a hammer in my hand.
She must be a princess, or she must be a queen in training.
It'll come with time, right. That whole PR part of the whole business.
Right.
Now, Briley, I think, did a great job there.
I agree. I already follow him on Instagram.
Well, when did that happen?
When I got his business card.
Oh, okay, you did that earlier. So now you're part of the bazillion who are following him.
Yeah.
I like the kid.
I also like him. He's pretty neat.
Did we ask how old he was?
We did not.
I think 18. But let's double check that. Let's double check our facts here, man. Go over and ask Briley how old he is. Yeah, we'll just figure out. Because we want to get our facts right here on this station. We don't want to be Alex Jones on this station and giving wrong facts, being sued for millions of dollars. We want to have the correct facts. 17. Man, I was a year off. He's a young kid.
Man, he's 2 years younger than I am.
You know, he said to me during that interview, he said, back when I was a kid. And I thought, like 15 minutes ago, he probably started that. But he's a good kid. Good kid. And his grandma listens, and we're all happy for that. There's a lot of connection going on here at the Marion County Fair. And that's what's good today. But I'm loving today with the parking and the more relaxed atmosphere. Yesterday was very, I don't want to say it was pressure, but there was definitely a clog here at the fair.
This is something I probably shouldn't say, but I'm just going to ask you, Scott. Yesterday, it was somewhat of a freak show here.
Dress down day.
Has today been better?
Oh, yeah, so far. I haven't seen anything like we saw yesterday. I didn't have to go. I don't think I'll have to go home tonight and wipe my eyes out with soap like I did last night. Because there were some things yesterday. Pastor Craig, for people who didn't listen to that broadcast, and obviously this is radio, well, what kind of things did we see last night by doing this show?
Well, we saw the this couple, and they had on their red, white, and blue. But the best way to explain what it looked like is when you said they were standing too close to the flag when it exploded. I mean, they were just...
They got it all over them.
They got it from head to toe in the hair, red, white, and blue, and there wasn't a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it. Yesterday, we saw a young father holding his infant right up in front of the big fans that are over there. So, you know, we saw a good cross-section of society.
That's a smooth move, Matt. This is a little thing if you ever have kids. If you're ever at the fair and it's 90 degrees, here's what you do if you have an infant child with you. You take it over to the big fan in the 90-degree room, and you hold the child up in front of the fan. That's how you save a life.
I would have done the same thing, because...
Oh, man.
No, look. I think I would have got tired of the kid crying.
Does your car have air conditioning?
Yeah.
Okay. Plan B.
I don't use the air conditioning.
You do when you have an infant child. Do you understand when it's 95 degrees in here and people are collapsed in stairwells that fan is not going to lower the temperature?
Would that occur to you to maybe, I don't use my air conditioning in the car, but now my infant is really hot, so maybe this one time I could crank up that air conditioning?
I think maybe I had an infant.
No, you hold the infant up there, right in front of the fan. Cool it off.
More convenient that way.
Like it's a hot dog. This hot dog's a little too warm. We gotta cool it down.
Yeah.
My word. What a thing we saw. Hey, Matt, do you know who the sheriff is?
It's either Bales or McDonald.
Do you know who Bales is? If you saw him, would you know him?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, there's a station right out in front of here.
The Marion Sheriff.
Go out there and say, it's Sheriff Bales here. And if a guy says, say, can you come on and talk to Scott Spears for a few minutes?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Hey, Matt, and also... Right around the corner there, if there's no luck there, there's a Republican tent right around the corner. See if anybody's in there who's interested. Say my name and see if anybody doesn't, like, give you the bird. And we'll see what happens. That's how we fish for gift. We're getting it done here today.
I'm confident that Matt will come back with something.
You think?
With something.
I don't know. You know, I haven't been out there, so I don't know if the sheriff's out. The sheriff would come in. If he's out there, but I don't know if he is or not.
I don't know if he's here today or not. I mean, there is a lot less traffic today.
Just throw my name around.
There you go.
It's like getting a reservation. Just throw it there.
Just walk up and down the midway and say, anybody want to talk to Scott Spears?
Yeah.
Anybody want to talk to Scott Spears?
But if that woman with the red, white, and blue get-up comes back in, sorry, I have to have standards on this show.
I tell you what, if she is here again today... Then I'm a believer in miracles.
Yeah. How could she get her makeup the same the second day in a row?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if she's listening because she was here at the fair earlier, but I do want to give a shout out to Jeannie Evers, who stopped by earlier with her friend, a good guy, Ron, and I was good to see them. And of course, as I said the other day, nobody ever did this broadcasting any better than Charlie Evers from the Marion County Fair. And that, of course, Jeannie and Charlie were married for many, many years. And so, Jeannie, it was good to see you. That was kind of a, for me, an important moment to see Jeannie at the fair because Charlie was such an important part of it. And Jeannie always came with him to the fair.
So that was good.
That was very good today. We had a nice conversation before we went on the air, and it was good to see her and Ron, and she's getting around good as ever.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
So that's the type of thing at the Marion County Fair you want, to visit with friends who maybe you heard or would not see.
This is something where you do all the time, and if it's something they do all the time, but you don't have a chance to get together throughout the course of the year, then it is. It's like a good time where you can meet old friends.
Well, you and I walked up the Midway the other day, and there were hello, hello, hello. It's nice. It's like living in a little neighborhood.
Yes, it really is. And it was interesting, you know, and I never would have expected to see Buckeye Guy.
No, that's a big attraction here at the fair.
But it was good to see him.
Yeah, he's a good heat, and he's got long sleeves on and a big cowboy hat.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his normal dress on.
He's got his normal dress on.
If you know who Buckeye Guy is, that's how he's been dressed this whole time.
And you know how he does it in 88 degree weather.
I'll tell you what, and he's no young spring chicken.
No, you know, I'm kind of, yes.
I think so.
He still gets it done.
Yeah.
Is that van up in some hometown? Bought some breakfast today. Now Matt is, and I see nobody with him.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Might be another failed attempt here at the. Everybody's in home today. Apparently, is what's
apparently, yes.
We folded up the tent at the fair and we're home today.
Pack our bags. This is not the day we want to be here.
That's exactly right. Now we'll see what happens. Maybe Matt will have some information here. We don't know what he's put out his wallet. I don't know.
He's gonna pay people to come on the air.
Yeah, well, we gotta bribe him. You know. It's, I don't know what he's doing over there. He just handed him some dough.
Oh,
I didn't know Matt was handing out dough here today.
Yeah. Now he's got his wallet back out again.
More dough?
More dough.
Hey, what in the world's going on over there?
Wow.
Did he just make a purchase?
Yeah, he made a purchase.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know, we're doing a show over here, Matt. Bail, what about the Republicans? I'm going to find the Republicans.
I know where they are.
The bail's here. That's what they said. Okay.
Well,
not straight. You have to take that little curve. No. You take that first curve, and the Republicans are right there on the left. Yeah. Just look for signs.
Send them out again.
This is a. Well, no, he stopped for another visit over there for another purchase.
Well, he gave all his money, but he hadn't got his purchase yet.
He hasn't got his purchases yet.
So.
Boy, I'll tell you this. I'm going to send this for a broadcast in for a Peabody Award.
Yeah. You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, Matt, that vendor's not going anywhere. He's going to be
I think that discussion just happened.
Okay.
Now Matt's going
out. All right.
Will he come back with a? Who could it be?
I don't know.
The other day when you and I were out there, Ray Grogan, prosecutor, said hello.
That's right. Yes.
And I believe Sheriff Bales was in the tent that day with him, but the sheriff is not here today, so we know it's not him.
Right.
Now, yesterday when I was out there, Bill Collins was in the tent. Now, I don't believe he's here today. So, who's down there today?
Well, I mean, I guess there could be several people, but...
Could be a county commissioner.
Right.
Could be Grogan, again.
Could be a city councilman.
Could be a city councilman. I'm trying to think of somebody running for office. I don't really know. Somebody has to be down there.
Yeah.
I'll come back with somebody's wife.
Okay. Now, I do have a question about this that occurred to me when you were interviewing mayoral candidate Glenn Coble the other day. And, you know, we walk past the Republican booth. Does the Democratic Party have a booth here?
No. And that should tell you something about Marion politics. And as we left last night, I said this morning on the radio, there was a plane flying over the skies to Marion on the 4th of July. On the back of that airplane said Bill Collins for mayor. Now, that should tell you Glenn Coble was here the other day with one shirt, the only shirt he had on, They're running for the same office. Now, that should tell you something about money and the political parties in Marion.
Let me ask you this then, Scott, and this is strictly, you know, an observational question. We obviously know that the Republicans are very strong and they hold a lot of offices here. But when you have events like this going on and the Democratic Party doesn't even show, what does that say about the party itself? It doesn't say anything necessarily about the voters, but what does it say about the party?
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't know if they have been beat down so much over the last 8 years that they are losing people. I don't know. I was curious to ask Glenn the other day, and I think I did during the interview, who's the head of the Democratic Party here in Marion? And your guess is as good as mine.
Right. So, you know, even if the Republicans win by 20 points, there still is a substantial portion of the population that is Democrat and votes Democrat. It's obviously not a majority to win offices, but there's a party there that's voting. And I just have to scratch my head and say, where's the party?
Well, if you were, now this is just a question, if you were running for office and putting the time and effort and everything into it, and you were doing it for 7 years and could not win an office anywhere unless you were unopposed really that's about it, have been in office for 16 years, does it make you want to run with that party name? Does the best person really win? That's what I always wonder. When you really look at this, when one party seems to win all the time, can the best person always be from that party in every race?
No. But I think what you would have to do in this situation is, I think if you're still determined to run, then what you have to do, obviously you're going to be of that party, but I think you have to have a very strong campaign and really not even talk about which party you're from, but hammer the issues.
All right. I think we found somebody here. All right. Dr. Mark Davis, all
hello,
right here.
Hello, hello.
County Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm getting ready to sweat.
Three hours.
I'm going to spend 3 hours in the direct sunlight supporting one of our candidates, so... I guess he really owes me, Scott.
He certainly does. You know, interestingly enough, last night I was here at the Marion County Fair, and an airplane flew over, and it said Bill Collins for mayor. That's
yes.
A terrific thing for the Republican Party here in town.
Yeah, Billy, he's got quite a campaign going, like a lot of swag, throwing frisbees into the crowd. I haven't heard how that went last night, but that sounded potentially adventurous. And then... yeah, his ambition is to spend quite a bit of money on this campaign, and I said, maybe slow down a little bit, because I just really haven't seen anything out of his competitor yet, Scott, to judge like if it's really worth putting that kind of money into it. But everybody's got to make that decision for themselves, and
exactly,
you know, he really wants the position, so he's working real hard, and I definitely appreciate that.
I want to talk about the fair, and certainly do want to talk about county things, but that particular mayoral race is interesting because we're going to have a new mayor.
Yes.
After 16 years. And what have you made of the, what have you just made of that campaign on the whole?
Well, let me just step back for 1 minute and say that I have always, always, always gotten along very well with Scott Searcher and had a very good relationship with Scott. Him and I, we've gone out and had coffee several times, talked about issues that really are mutually beneficial to the city and county. I think in a lot of ways we are absolutely on the same trajectory, wanting the best for Marion. Economic development, transportation, housing, the whole nine yards. I think Scott and I are really on the same wavelength. Could we have worked together, two different political parties? It's possible, but I think it's even going to be easier now with Bill Collins running for mayor and hopefully being our next mayor. Hopefully I'll be around for a while as county commissioner. And Billy and I have already talked about, you know, getting things done. So much, Scott. You know, I hear from people all the time. I really have tried to be out in the community. My style of commissioner is not to be in the office. not to fuss a lot with the emails and drink up all the county's coffee. I want to be out with the people. Like today, for example, you know, me and my son, we were out picking up trash and debris. A widow, you know, lost her husband and didn't have the capacity to clean up like a demolished back porch, so we went out and did it ourselves. And that's the kind of appearance and statement that I want to make as being county commissioner.
Before we move on to the fair, and I do want to get to the fair because that's obviously where we are, but a very interesting statement was made. Mayor Scott Schertzer appears on my radio show every month, and he was on last Tuesday. And I want to make sure, now this is not an exact quote, but it certainly is a paraphrase, and anybody can go back and listen to this interview. I was asking Mayor Schertzer what he was going to do when his term was over, and we got into a conversation about how running for office is in his veins. He doesn't think he can stay out of politics forever, but obviously mayor was not something he wanted to do anymore because he felt that was he and Jack Kellogg, two mayors for 32 years. So all that being said, we got into what do you want to do, and I said, well, would you like to run for state treasurer again? Mm-hmm. And he said, I would, but I'm not sure that's the best place. And we got into a conversation about him running for county commissioner,
right?
Which he brought up. So I think you maybe have heard something, but rumblings of this.
I have not heard that specifically, one thing I will say, and I don't know Scott as well as I should, but he is a very appropriately ambitious fellow, very intelligent. I know he's kind of held his cards kind of close to the chest with me, but I figure he's definitely going to land on his feet somewhere, Scott, and be successful. It's just, I really get a sense that that's his nature, is to be very successful, understands politics, understands this political animal that we all are a part of, and whatever he does, I think he'll do a very good job.
Well, when I asked him if county commissioner was something he'd do, he said he would not rule it out. So I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I'm not here to speak for my colleagues, you know, Kerr and Andy. They haven't really given me their intention, what they are thinking about doing for November of 24, but both of their seats will be up for renewal this time. And I know there's some people within the Republican Party. As a matter of fact, I felt like I had a very worthy adversary when I ran. Kathy Masters, I got to know her a little bit because, you know, we ended up at the same campaign events together, and very intelligent, very nice lady. Got to meet her family. You know, just wrong political party, Scott.
Yeah. Well, and does it come down to that at some point? Have you ever voted for a Democrat? Let's put it that way.
If you get on the Board of Elections website or whatever it's called, you look back, you can see that I probably voted for Bill Clinton.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So there's a D. I can't remember what year that was. 19. I'm going to throw out 96, but I'm probably wrong. Yeah. But we could pull it right up on the laptop right now and see. You know, I just thought him and Hillary coming from Arkansas, they were fresh. They had a great look, young. You know, I was in college age at the time, probably medical school, and just thought, hey, these people are inspiring me more than whoever the Republican candidate was at the time, and I did vote for Bill Clinton the first go-around.
You know, in Marion County, it's very interesting, and that's obviously where we sit right now. It's fascinating to me that you look at the fair and you look at the dynamics. We talked about last night Bill Collins with the airplane. You know, those things aren't cheap.
Right.
And you, the shirts and the bag I've seen out here and the Frisbees and all of that. Glenn Coble was here the other day. He had one T-shirt, which is the one he had on. And that was pretty well it. And the Republicans have a nice booth that constantly, the Democrats have no booth here at the Marion County Fair. Is that just a thing at this point?
I'm guessing it is, Scott. I never really thought about the Democrats having a presence here or not. I think this is certainly a great venue to get in contact with an awful lot of people. I haven't seen the attendance numbers, but I've just got a gut feel, especially based on where I had to park the other day, that this place is rocking.
This is what I want to talk about, because we saw, 1 year down for the pandemic?
Yes.
We were shut down in 2020, I believe. There was no fair that year. Returned the following year. That people were tiptoeing back into life at that point. Last year, there were some interesting setups here that were talked about. We're obviously the vendors are back in the Coliseum this year.
Mm-hmm.
But all that being said, Monday, I pulled up and could not find a parking space.
Monday, I think what made it complicated was everybody had a truck and a trailer because of the horse races. Everybody had a truck and a trailer, so it took up 2.5 times the amount of parking. The other thing that I was real happy about this days before the fair started, we were able as commissioners to authorize McBee Paving to do some seal coating here.
We all saw that.
And put some fresh lines down because what happens if you don't have the line is people just park kind of helter-skelter, and especially it was nice to get reinforced where the handicap available parking was outside the Coliseum. So as far as I can see, McBee, shout out to McBee Paving for doing a wonderful job for not a tremendous amount of money. I think it was $50,000 that we spent all total, and that may have included a little bit of seal coating out at the sheriff's office on Executive Drive as well.
Wow. And really, I was just out here a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month for the car show, the stunt show.
Mm-hmm.
It was out here in the parking lot. Wasn't done then, and when I pulled in the other day, I thought, boy, there's a big difference here.
Yes. Yes, and it made a big difference.
Very nice. So the attendance has to be way up. 4th of July yesterday was a cruncher getting in here.
Yes.
And I thought, well, and I believe the numbers were somewhere near 500 for the senior lunch on Monday, I believe
it was. On Monday, yes.
Yeah. So it's really been a year where people have come out to the fair. What do you think is driving that?
I think, like you said, it's probably still a little bit of this post-COVID phenomenon. I think the Fair Board has done a really good job marketing this and working hard to make the fair successful. Big shout out to Letitia Lewis, outstanding job. Kenny Stiverson, you know, all the people working hard to make this a go, Scott.
Now, for people who don't understand, because there is this question, and I just want you to explain this to the best you can.
Sure.
I got asked it last night. Why do people not have to pay to go to the Popcorn Festival, but you got to pay to go to the fair?
You know, that's an excellent question. I'm going to need to probably ponder that a little bit. And as a matter of fact, just today I've heard a couple people say, Mark, I'm not going to the fair and pay $10 to get in up there. I've heard that just today.
It's difficult, and I my guess is, and I don't know for sure, but clearly the Popcorn Festival just uses the land that
yes.
they're on.
Yes.
The fair has upkeep all year round.
They do.
Now, I don't know what that number is, and somebody will know, I'm sure, somewhere down the line.
And I'm sure I could look at the expense sheet here, Scott, but I do know, for example, tents. And I've heard this from people that have had graduation parties, weddings this spring and summer, and then the fair, of course. Tent prices are 2 or 3 times what they were last year. I don't know what the deal is. Like, for example, the tent that the Republicans are using has the nice white vinyl sides to it. In years past, that was all open, so air could move through. Even some of the animal areas, it looks like the goats or whatever could potentially damage some of these tents that we're using. But I do know that the Fair Board was shocked that the cost of the tents had doubled or tripled.
It really is amazing, and it is unfortunate, but, you know, it's $10, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. It's not a whole lot of money, but for some people, it is.
It is.
It is.
It is. And we want the fair to be for all of Marion. We don't want to be exclusive in any way. We're all about inclusion, and I think they've done a good job trying to have the specialty days, like seniors, veterans. Some of the veterans were a little taken aback that they could only get in free until noon. Some of them said, hey, Mark, what if I don't have transportation until afternoon? How am I going to get in the fair if I got to be there between 9 and 10 or 9 and noon? So definitely still work for us to do as commissioners, work for Letitia and the whole fair board to do. But, you know, I've like I said, Scott, I think the fair board has worked really hard. A big shout out to Tommy Crawford for putting the horse arena and the horse barn together kind of at the last minute, smoothing out some rough edges over there, and just a good effort by everyone.
Absolutely, and you have to think of the work that goes to putting on something like this. I mean, we've got the vendors here in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We've got the rides that are set up. We've got all the tents, and that all has to be laid out.
Yes.
And then the things going on at the grandstand. My
Correct.
Goodness, it really is a big production.
Yes. And then we got a guy over here shooting ping pong balls up in the air.
That's up to the
Z. Catching him on a solo cup strapped to his baseball cap.
You see a little bit of everything here at the fair. Now, when it comes to the county commissioner's involvement in the fair, how far does that involvement go?
You know, it's not real deep. You know, obviously we're the financial authority or, we do the financing. I personally haven't been involved with that much of that. As far as just admitting something about my style and my expertise as commissioner, I am more the public relations guy, the customer service guy, the guy that deals with complaints, public comments. I love that part of it, the humanities. Andy and Kerr are much, much better by just years of experience dealing with the financial part, the budget, spending. That's their strong suit. I'll get there someday, but after 6 months, I'm just not quite there yet.
6 months in, what are some things coming up in the county?
Well, one of the things I sent a couple emails out today is in 2024, there's going to be a shortfall. We're going to be behind financially. I don't understand that issue as well as I should, so I reached out today to the auditor's office and our clerk, Terry, who are going to have a sit-down meeting with me and try to bring me up to speed on how did we get to this place, where have we been the last couple years, where are we going to into the future, but I do know that expenses are going to be scrutinized really starting now moving forward into 2024.
And what do we know anything that would be impacted by this expense scrutinizing yet? Hasn't gotten that far yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Except we're encouraging all departments to, do as good as they can on grant applications. Tremendous amount of grant money available from the federal government that's trickling down to all the different elected officials' offices that we want to make sure that we're taking full advantage of.
When you're at the fair, what's your favorite fair food?
Oh my gosh, it's the gyros and the lemon shakes. And then I got to put a big shout out for the Dairy Barn too. I'm a milkshake guy.
Yeah.
Just to plug Green Camp Dairy Bar, I stopped there the other day, got a large root beer milkshake, one of the best shakes I've had in a long time. So kudos to Green Camp.
You know, it is summer. We are in the swing of things. The 4th of July was yesterday. What do you like about this time of year best?
Oh, I just like the feeling of, it's just one more thing that encourages me, motivates me, gives me some kind of stimulus to get up and be active.
Yeah.
I played 3 sets of tennis yesterday morning, kind of cooked my goose with my friends out at Pleasant, laid around most of the day afterwards, hydrating and cooling down, but I loved it. Absolutely
now,
loved it.
One place I saw you last year was at the livestock sale. Now, I do want to let people know, now, even though the vendors are back in here, it is my understanding that will take place here in the Coliseum at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
On Saturday. I'll be here. I'll have a bid number. Not sure what I'm going to go for. That's one of my missions, is to get around and look at some of these animals. My kids at home, they're advocating for half a hog and half a lamb this year, so a lot of times you can get into a buyer's group pretty easily with somebody to split the cost. And quite honestly, we don't have the freezer space for all that much meat. So, but Lynx up in Crestline, they do a fantastic job of processing this. I've never had a problem with Lynx service or quality of workmanship.
Do you enjoy something at the grandstand better than something else? Do you have a favorite night?
You know, I'm not a big grandstand guy, so I'll be interested in to hear how loud the trucks get tonight, because it's the truck pole, then the tractor pole, then the rodeo, and then the demolition derby. So we'll see which one's the loudest.
Yeah. Commissioner Mark Davis, thank you so much for dropping by. It's always a pleasure,
Scott,
to see you.
Good talking to you.
Thank you. Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig here with us at the Marion County Fair. We've got about 5 minutes left in our broadcast today. Matt, give us the rundown here of our sponsorship.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Well, Matt, we're almost at the end of our broadcast here today, almost at the end of the rope. What have you done here today? You've made a purchase.
I did.
What'd you purchase?
I bought the Packers painting.
It was already done?
No.
Saturday.
You pre-ordered.
I'll be here Saturday to pick it up.
Well, you got a week's pass now. You can come in and out of here at will. So you're going to come to any of the things going on at the Coliseum?
I'll probably look at the animal bidding. I don't really know much about that. I kind of want to see how that goes, though.
So when someone bids 7, you go 8. When someone bids 9, you go 10. It's easy.
Now, Pastor, we have, I think, stepped it up today with our guest list.
Yes, we have. I'll have a guest I wasn't expecting tomorrow.
Boy, you're going to let us know.
No.
Oh.
It's a special guest.
A hint.
It's one of the vendors here.
Oh, in this room?
Yes, a vendor in this room.
Now, who? I didn't get a chance. I was talking to Commissioner Dr.
I can tell you who I'll have. You know what's funny?
Is that he's a doctor, so I'm never sure to call him Dr. Davis or Commissioner Davis. Dr. Mark Davis. There you go.
Yeah, and because call him Commissioner Davis because in his role as commissioner, that's why he's here.
Yes.
He's not here because he's a doctor.
Although, if somebody chokes,
now,
I'm not here.
Yeah, and then it's Dr. Davis.
I'm here.
Dr. Davis.
So you don't have to tell us because it might be a good tease. Because I've got Mary Ellen tomorrow. I just announced that. So what does this person do?
This person is one of the vendor booths here that's an organization promoting their organization as opposed to selling something. Promoting an organization.
Now, who was the lady who came up there? I didn't get a chance to talk to her because I was talking to the commissioner. What was that all about?
That was about tomorrow.
Well, that was her.
Yes, that was her.
She seemed like she knew something.
Okay, I tell you who it is because, I mean, she's been on Linda's show.
Oh, okay, I know who
it's Cheryl Lee.
Cheryl Lee?
With
that's who that was.
Yes, that's who that was.
I recognize the voice.
Yes.
Okay, well, there we go.
So, she'll be on tomorrow.
Right, and so will we.
Yes.
And so will Matt.
Yep.
Right? And so will Sean. And so will Mary Ellen. And possibly the amazing Rex and, how is that the not so amazing Rex and Dana? I believe that's how you got to say it.
Has anybody seen or talked to or witnessed the Solo Cup guy?
He's over there somewhere.
Can we have him on the show?
Yeah.
No, you can book him.
Oh, okay.
He's all yours. You can have him. I'll pass that booking right over to you. Because I want to hear you describe on the radio how a man catches a ping pong ball in a red Solo Cup. I think that's made for radio.
That sounds like a real challenge. I just might go for that challenge.
You know, they used to say when you were at the fair, and it was a fair saying years ago, Madge Cooper told me, there's no tap dancing on radio.
There you go. That's right. And mimes don't work well either.
No. Tap dancing. Da, 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 da. I could just bang on this table. Hey, we got a tap dancer here.
And for Matt, mimes don't say anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig, my goodness, we've had a fun day here at the Marion County Fair. And we're coming back tomorrow night live as live can get, 4:15 until 6 p.m., will be Pastor Craig with guest Cheryl Lee, and then I'll be on with Matt and Pastor Craig and Mary Ellen Withrow. Hey, if you want to get a signature, I know people want money signed. Mary Ellen will be here tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. Maybe Buckeye Guy, who knows? For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you